Senator from Washington.
Mr. President, I come to the floor this afternoon to speak about the Coast Guard reauthorization legislation that just passed the Senate today. And I want to thank my colleagues for all their hard work on this important measure that literally has taken years to piece together. I want to thank Chairman Thune and Ranking Member Nelson for working on this legislation and incorporating many of the things that people in the state of Washington were interested in seeing as part of this comprehensive bill. And I certainly want to thank Senator Carper and the EPW staff for working so hard on the major provisions of this bill relating to ballast water and to solutions that they helped put forward. This bill includes many provisions important to our Coast Guard, our environment, and to our shipbuilding community. It represents a true bipartisan effort to find solutions and put those solutions into action. Our state, Washington, is rich in its maritime history and its heritage. The Coast Guard is a large part of that. With so much coastline, rivers, and streams, the Coast Guard is so important. Our state is home to fishermen, shipbuilders, tribes, trade operators, and a thriving tourism economy. So from places like Cape Disappointment and Gray's Harbor to all the way to the Columbia, our Washington State Coast Guard worked tirelessly to protect the Northwest and our environment. In our state, there are more than 2,000 active duty coasties and 440 reservists, 192 employees, and an impressive 869 volunteer auxiliary members in the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard plays an important role in the safety and oversight of our fisheries. Thousands of Pacific Northwest fishermen call Washington home, and over 35,000 Washington state jobs are supported by the Alaska fisheries. While we usually talk about big assets here on the floor, like icebreakers and national security cutters, Washington State is also home to heavy surf stations that serve as one of the most extreme conditions that people have to operate under. So this bipartisan legislation, the Coast Guard legislation, has many provisions that I would like to talk about this afternoon. I want to again thank my colleagues for their great bipartisan work on this legislation. That is, that this legislation has many different solutions for many of the challenges that our agencies face. I want to thank again Senator Thune for working across the aisle on the various Coast Guard provisions that are included in this bill. And I want to thank Senator Sullivan for helping to co-sponsor the authorization recapitalization of the Coast Guard heavy polar icebreaker and the Polar Star. The Polar Star is homeported in Seattle and is our only operational heavy icebreaker crucial for Arctic operations. The language that we just passed improves the oversight of ships that pose a special risk in critical conditions in Puget Sound. And this is so important for us moving forward to have these types of assets and in these critical waters. This bill also includes language to strengthen paid family leave policies that were part of the Coast Guard's operation as the Coast Guard moved forward, meeting other branches in having paid family leave. The legislation included language that helped strengthen the flexibility of that paid family leave for various parts of our state that are most hard to serve. The Coast Guard families should not be forced to choose between serving their country and supporting their families, and I so appreciate the incorporation of this legislation. This bipartisan deal also helps to protect good shipbuilding jobs at Dakota Creek Shipyard in Anacortes, Washington. I'm a very strong supporter of the Jones Act and believe that it is important that we continue to have the Jones Act in the future. I also believe that we were able to work with a solution to save good family wage jobs at the Dakota Creek Shipyard and appreciate my colleagues working on the incorporation of that language. This legislation also worked collectively to address in many different parts of the United States critical compromises that address the threat of invasive species and the threat they pose to our waterways. We worked hard on this solution, consulting with the state of Washington, and believe that this version, which does create regulatory certainty for maritime operators, but does so while still protecting our environment, is critical. The bill allows the state of Washington, which it has a strong protecting our waters from invasive species, by allowing them to codify the West Coast ballast water management practices, very important for us to protect our waterways for the future. It requires that most rigorous scientific standards are used to safeguard, including the Clean Water Act's best available technology standard, so important to us in the Northwest. The bill also creates tools for emergency response to invasive species so that they can be stopped before they take stronghold in our environment. And lastly, it includes a permanent fishing vessel exemption for incidental discharges, which do not pose a threat to our environment. All of these things were part of a very comprehensive Coast Guard bill that tried to give us the best tools possible to continue to operate in our coastal areas of the United States, to have the right resources, to have the right oversight, to have the right assets, and the right protection of our environment. Again, I want to thank our colleagues on both sides of the aisle for working so diligently to finally get this legislation over the threshold and on to the President's desk. The Coast Guard represents such an important maritime piece of our economy. I hope that our colleagues will realize that we need to give and help them with the resources and assets to do their jobs, not just now in this legislation, but in many of the assets they will need moving forward. I also want to thank our Coast Guard fellow, Lieutenant Commander Michelle Rosenberg, for her time working on this comprehensive legislation for the last several years. Again, Mr. President, I thank my colleagues and I yield the floor.